जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। Topi jana palaba kiri varadhari jaya topi jana palaba kiri varadhari Jasura Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasura Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jamuna Tiravana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Gopi Jana Balabha Giri Varadhari Chatura Nandana Vajjana Randana Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa Bri Brajakacharya Sarasvati Shri Srimad A.C. Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Nachaya Haridas Thakur Prem Jigahoshi Krishna Chaitanya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya we're reading 10th canto Chapter 12, verses 25, 6, 7, and 8. The tiny purport.
Itam mito tatyam atagya bhashitam. Shutva Vichintye Yamrisha Mrishayate Vaksho Viditva Kila Bhuta Hritstita Svana Nirodhum Bhagavamano Dade The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is situated as Antaryami, the Super Soul, in the core of everyone's heart, heard the boys talking among themselves about the artificial python. Unknown to them, it was actually a Gasura, a demon who had appeared as a python. Python. Krishna, knowing this, wanted to forbid his associates to enter the demon's mouth. Verse 26. All the children are looking up there at the shlokas. Tavat pravistas tvasuro da Tavat pravistas tvasuro darantarang. Param nagirna shishavasa vatsa Pratikshamani nabakari veshanam Hatasvakanta smaranena rakshasa Translation, in the meantime, while Krishna was considering how to stop them, all the coward boys entered the mouth of the demon. The demon, however, did not swallow them, for he was thinking of his own relatives who had been killed by Krishna and was just waiting for Krishna to enter his mouth. 27. Tanbiksha Krishna Sakala Bayapado. Yananya natan swaharara vachutan Vinam shamrityur jataragni gasan Grinadito dishta kutena vishmita Translation, Krishna saw that all the coward boys who did not know anyone but him as their Lord had now gone out of his hand and were helpless, having entered like straws into the fire of the abdomen of Agasura, who was death personified. It was intolerable for Krishna to be separated from his friends, the coward boys. Therefore, as if seeing that this had been arranged by his internal potency, Krishna was momentarily struck with wonder and unsure of what to do. Text 28. Krityam kimatrasya kalasya jivanam Nava amisham chashatam ahingsasanam Vayangatam syariti sang vichintya Get Bhavi Shatun Namashe Shadrig Hari. Who's chanting? Tanki Matraki.
Yeah.
cool off? Loud. They don't know it? Is this the one that they chanted? Do you know? You know, they can chant it now. Ladies, do the word meanings. Krityankim. What to do? Atra. In this situation. Asha Kalasha. Of this envious demon. Jivanam. The existence of life. Na. There should not be. Ba. Either. Amishang cha. And of those who are innocent, satam, of the devotees, vihingshanam, the death, vayam, both actions, killing the demon and saving the boys, katam, how, syat, can be possible, iti sam vichintya, very perfectly thinking about the subject matter, gat ba. And deciding what to do, Abhishat entered Trondang within the mouth of the demon. Ashesha Drik Hari, Krishna, who has unlimited potency, could understand past, future, and present. Translation: now, what was to be done? How could both the killing of this demon and the saving of the devotees be performed simultaneously? Krishna, being unlimitedly potent, decided to wait for an intelligent means by which he could simultaneously save the boys and kill the demons. Then he entered the mouth of Vagasura. Purport. Krishna is known as Ananta Virya Sarvagya because everything is known to him, because he knows everything perfectly well. It was not difficult for him to find a means by which he could save the boys and at the same time kill the demon. Thus, he also decided to enter the demon's mouth. Om Jnana Tamarandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuri Militang Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Bachalam Pangulangay Tegarin Katipatam Hambande Shri Gurun Dena Taranam Panchakaupadarubhyascha Kipasindubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanegyo. Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhamsate Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaur Bhaktivinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Kityam kimatrasya kalasya jivanam nava amisham cha satam vihingshanam vayam katam syaritisam vichintya kyatva visatunrama shesha dhikgari. Hare Krishna. So, who in the Gurukula knows this verse by heart? You can remember it without looking at the board. Do you remember anybody? But actually, you should remember. I should remember also. So these coward boys, they so much fixed on Krishna that they decided they would just, they were joking around and laughing in the forest. So they had no anxiety. Vaikuntha, now Goloka Vrindavan, and Vrindavan is part of Vaikuntha. But in general, Vaikuntha, who knows what Vaikuntha means? Anybody? Any of the kids? You know what Kunta means? Anxiety. And Vaikuntha means no anxiety. So apparently all these boys had absolutely no anxiety, because they were just decided to enter. Some of the boys were a little more fearful, actually. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur described, I'm sure Sanatan, some of the boys said, maybe we should not enter this. This looks like a big snake. May not be a good idea. I mean, of you kids who saw a giant snake 8 miles long, who would go inside? Or even if you saw a snake only 8 feet long. I don't think any adults, unless maybe they had a big modern United States weapon or a Chinese made. Now here, one of the words is asha kalasha, two words. Envious. Kala means envious, but sarpakura kalakura. Kala means envious. So a snake is very envious. Now this serpent represents envy, always a snake. Kala sarpa patali. Anyway, this snake is very envious, and he bites you. Some snakes don't, but some of them. I heard a story, not a very nice story, but one devotee, I remember when I was in India a long time ago, they were visiting in Rishikesh or somewhere, and they were sleeping, and the fan was going. It's very, very hot. Well, Rishikesh is not so hot, but it was hot. So all of a sudden, he heard some noise in the fan. And he decided to turn the light on, see what's going on. But just when he turned the light and the fan were together, there was a cobra. And the cobra bit the devotee in his hand or something. And he died. Because these, especially these snakes, the cobra, don't mess with the cobras. But around here we have dangerous serpents also. So just imagine, a small snake is very scary. And a person who is envious like a snake, he's also very scary. So those who are not devotees, they are called kala. Not always, but many times they're kala, like the word here, envious. Sarpa krora kala krora, sarpa krotara kala. Mantra shodi vasa sarpa, kala kala kena nivaryate. So this is Chanakya's verse. Actually, Prabhupada wanted the Gurukula students to learn the Chanakya shlokas, so I don't mind telling you one of them. That, so of two envious entities, the snake, like this Agasura, or any snake, some snakes are harmless, but the person is considered worse. You see, a snake might bite you, might bite one person, but persons are very much, humans who are not devotees especially, they can be extremely envious. Therefore, they can not only kill one person by biting, but they devise many means. It's mentioned in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Many means they have to destroy the earth, destroy the world. What is that verse in 16th chapter? Who remembers? In 16th chapter in Bhagavad Gita, there's many verses describing the envious mentality. So one of them, etam drishtam avashtabhya nashtatmanam pabudaya. They've lost their vision. Alpabudaya, because they have small intelligence. Therefore, they do many mischievous things. So therefore, they're considered a human being who is envious. He's very much worse than a snake, even as Agasura. But this Agasura also represents an anartha, the anartha of envy and violence, especially, and torturing. Now, snakes don't torture anybody, as far as I know. Of course, while your one person is dying, you might suffer very much. This is torturous. But a human being, they're much, much worse. They torture thousands of people by bombing them or in so many ways. Therefore, we want to rid ourselves of this anartha of envy and this tendency toward torturing and violence. Like some people, one time I was speaking to some Mayavadis, they said, they had a magazine. They didn't want to advertise my art book because they said, Krishna kills people. In your book, there's violence. I said, what violence? Now, they could have found more things, but they said there was something with fighting or something. I forget. So I said to them, well, you worship Shiva. Shiva, he destroys the whole universe. What are you going to do about that? So they didn't know what to say about that. But so some people, they're very averse to Krishna. They don't mind Krishna's Rasa Leela dance. But they don't like to hear these pastimes. They think this is weird, like Krishna's killing all these demons. But these are pleasure pastimes. Even the demons themselves, they somehow got in the situation. We'll read that Agasura, he got a very wonderful liberation. Not just Sayuja Mukti, but he became, Samipya, Sarupya? One of them. Sarupya. Eventually he got the form just like Krishna. Just as it says, Rupam? Mukti Hitanyata Rupam, Svarupena Vyavastiti. We're after our original Vimukti. The devotees, they get a very special liberation to be with Krishna, play with Krishna. So these boys, Krishna is thinking here in this verse, what to do? I don't know, he doesn't know what to do. Leela Shakti is acting. So Krishna was thinking that, this is described by our acharyas, that Krishna is thinking, oh, the Leela Shakti is acting so wonderfully, even out of my control. Because these boys, their desire to go into the Agasura's mouth was stronger than Krishna's desire to stop them. Because they wanted to be saved by Krishna, they wanted to have more pastimes, that's all. But also, besides, we know the boys have this staibhav, their basic relation with Krishna is that they're friends of Krishna in different ways. Some are older, younger, equal, very intimate. Either way, they all have their special flavor. And not only they have the four general flavors, but each one has a relation with Krishna. Akila rasa amrita murti. Prasama rachi rudha taraka pali. Kalita syama lalito. Today is also appearance of Lalita. So they all have a taste of rasa with Krishna. But there's, besides that main, there's other seven. So Bayanaka is one of them. And these things are being experienced here. This fearfulness, supposed fearfulness and shock. It should actually be. But they don't mind it. It's all pleasure pastime for them. They're all joking. Hasya, laughing, joking. This is also another one of the gona, indirect leelas, and it mixes in with the direct pastimes, the direct rasa, and it makes it much more tasty. So, hasya, they're joking. Oh, look at this thing. It's big, so big. Oh, they're still laughing. They were just joking, imitating frogs in the forest, monkeys and laughing, jumping across the rivers. And this is just another thing for them. Very nice. So let's just jump into this mouth. It has a very big mouth. But Krishna is thinking, well, I guess I am controlled. Nija bhakta vas. Prema hoite Krishna hoi nija bhakta vas. He's controlled by this type of love. And Krishna is also experiencing karuna, mercy. that he wants to feel mercy. He wants to liberate this Agasura, who had been cursed in another time. There's a few stories about that. We always read this backstories. After a while, we were interested. So this Agasura was cursed to get this body of the serpent, but to be liberated. So in this purport also, it's described, Anantivriyamata Vikramastvam. In Bhagavad Gita, in 11th chapter, Arjuna is definitely experiencing some of this shock, bibhats, bhayanaka, fear. He's seeing the demigods entering into the mouth of Krishna. So in one verse, 40, Namo parastarata prishtataste savam samapnoshi tatoshi sarva anantivriyamata vikramastvam. So that verse describes that Arjuna is saying, first he was seeing all the demigods are entering into the mouths of Krishna, just like here the boys are entering. So there it says he's ananta. Arjuna is describing him as ananta viryamita. He has unlimited potency. So obviously he can, what's that potency? Icha. Well, he can do anything. Satya sankalpa. So here, the difference of this pastime a little bit is that in other pastime before this, Krishna remained very ordinary, like size. Like when he went on Trinavarti, he was a little baby, and like that. But in this particular pastime, Krishna is going to, because Mother Yasoda, his parents are not there, he decided, well, I don't mind. So he expanded himself unlimitedly. Ananta viryam amita vikramastvam. Therefore, Arjuna says, Tatosi sarva, therefore you're in everything. You have unlimited potency. You know everything. Savam samapnoshi tatosi sarva. So therefore Krishna has this potency. Now the demon himself, Agasura, he also exhibiting mystic power. This is the the city where he expands. Not Anu, Anima. What is it? The city where he can expand and make himself so large. Huh? Mahima. The Mahima. Who knows what Mahima means? Anybody? Very great. Krishna has extremes. He is Anur Niyam Mahato Mahiyam. Anur Aniyam means he's smaller. Sukshmanam Apyaham Jiva. He's subtle. The Jiva, the ordinary person or regular Jiva, he's subtle, but Krishna is more subtle. He's entering there. He's in the heart. Hridesh Arjuna Tistiti. That's why he's described here as, in a previous verse, especially as Antaryami. Antaryami, he's the super soul. And how is Krishna the super soul? Now, if Krishna is a super soul and we see all living entities, that in all living entities, Krishna is there. Ketragyam, what is it? Chapi mam vidhi savaketreshu bharata. In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is describing there. Ketragyam chapi mam vidhi savaketreshu bharata. What's the rest? Ketra ketragyayora. Like that. Real knowledge means to know that Krishna is the super soul. We all have our body. Ketragya. Ketra means a field. Ketragya. And we're agya. We know this field. But Krishna's ketragyanam. There's that famous verse where Krishna, where it says that he supplies everything. What is it? He supplies everything to everybody. Eko bahanam yo vidadati kama. What's the first part? Nityo nityanam. Chaitanas chaitananam. So there's one, there's many, many eternal persons. All you Gurukulas, kids, boys and girls, you're all eternal persons. But Krishna is the supreme eternal. Nityo nityanam. The difference is he's echo and we're many. Bahunam. But he's supplying everything. Echo bahunam yo vidadati kamam. So he's also supplying this pastime. The boys, their desire is stronger. Nija Bhaktavas. He's controlled by the boy's desire. They want to enter into the mouth. So he is bewildered, but actually he's thinking, I don't know about all this. Okay, whatever, let them go. So they're entering into the mouth of this gigantic demon out of great fun. So these are the signs. The boys are very, very advanced. We read just previously so many verses about that. So in the beginning of this rasa, the exchange of dealings with Krishna, there is first one has this rati, then it develops into sneha. So in the sneha, what is the symptom, pran? That one, he does whatever, he doesn't mind whatever Krishna does. Even if there's fearfulness or whatever. And it gradually becomes pranaya. This is higher form of love. But finally develops into rag. So all these boys are in different levels, isn't it? They're not all in the final level. They have various levels. So that's why some of them were a little more careful, probably. Bayanika, they were experiencing this ras. And Krishna also has his stimulation, birya. They're so enamored by Krishna. Kandar, pakoti, kamaniya, vishesha, shobha. He's so beautiful. They're thinking they'll do anything for Krishna. It doesn't matter. So these are the symptoms of when devotees are advancing. They're giving up their anarthas. So some of the anarthas that are asat Krishna, that we have desire for so many mundane things, asat. Asato mam sad gama. One has to come to the platform of light in Krishna's lila. Ordinary persons, even up to the impersonalists, how can they give up their asat Krishna? They always have it, no matter what, because they are not coming to this pastimes of Krishna. Hridya Dorbalya, weakness of heart. All these anarthas will remain as long as we don't come to these pastimes. So no matter what these impersonalists are saying, that Krishna is doing some violence, therefore we cannot hear these pastimes or enter into them. But there's so much behind these pastimes. If they understood, then they would also take some pleasure. Somehow we can attract them by presenting it in a very expert way. Nana shastra vichara naika nipano sadharma. Samstapaka. Nana shastra vichara naika nipano. They have studied it. The six Goswamis have studied all these pastimes and they've given it. Of course, they are given big hints, especially Rupa Sanatan. Rupa Goswami, all these various pastimes and rasas were described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to him. It's mentioned there in 19th chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So he got the hint. I don't think anybody in 10 days, of course Rupa Goswami had more pastimes with Mahaprabhu, but in 10 days he was given, and he composed so many books, Nana, Shastra, Vicharanaikinam, Saddharma, Santapako. What's the next line? Lokanam hitakarin alti bhuvane. Manyo Sharanyakaro. Therefore, Srinivasacharya has praised that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are so surrendered to Mahaprabhu, these six Goswamis, and they've understood all and taken it and given us the essence. Nana Shastri Vicharanakana Saddharma Sam Manyo Sharanyakaro. Therefore, we offer them full. We offer them full respect, fully surrendered to these six Goswamis, because they are understanding Mahaprabhu. On our own, we cannot understand. Krishna is here as Lila Purushottama. That's a fact, and he's experiencing so many things. But out of mercy, Karunaya, Parama Karuna Bahuduijan, these two persons have come and given us all this pastimes. Sri Gornitai, so that we can enter into them also. Otherwise, they're hidden. They were hidden. But Mahaprabhu is uncovered and given. Lutya, this Panchatattva, Lutya Gaya Diya Bandarujare, Ashtarja Prema. Amazingly, this Ashtarja Prema, he has distributed. Mahaprabhu has said, I cannot eat. I'm just one small gardener. I cannot eat. I have so many fruits. My belly is full. So he's giving out these fruits for everyone to eat, and then the Panchatattva would become very happy. Lutya Kaya, they're eating and they're distributing, they're looting it. Lutya Kaya Dia, and giving out the storehouse of all these pastimes. Hey, I don't want to disturb anyone's conversation in the Pujari room. Please come in and share your ecstasy. I guess they're in so much ecstasy. You don't hear it so much there, but luckily. Anyway, so who is that? Two Mariji. Two down. Okay, so they don't have to hear me. They're fortunate. Okay, so if there's any, that must mean I'm ready to stop this class. Any comments, questions? No comments, no questions? Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.